You're listening to SBS News.
Australians are hoping the new year brings new hope with a COVID-19 vaccine. Federal Minister Greg Hunt says regulatory approval is on its way, but the government won't be rushing the process.
Our regulators are increasingly confident that the choices that we've made are likely to be backed up by regulatory approval. They're the choices of the medical expert panel, then backed and put into action by the government. And so what we're seeing is the world is likely to be in the fortunate position of having a number of vaccines that are highly effective. We are in the fortunate position of having three vaccines at this stage, all of which are on track to being highly effective, available, and then rolled out safely across the Australian population.
Australia's coronavirus inoculation program is based on a trio of different vaccines: the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine, and the Novavax vaccine. AstraZeneca's chief executive, Pascal Soriot, claims the company has the winning formula and that new data shows it is as effective as rival candidates, including Pfizer. Initial trial results suggested the vaccine would be about 62% effective in preventing the disease, compared to the 95% efficiency reported by Pfizer and its German partner, BioNTech. Australia has secured an initial 3.8 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine for early 2021, and another 50 million will be manufactured throughout the year domestically. Despite ongoing trials and approvals, Mr. Hunt remains confident Australia has made the right choice. He says the AstraZeneca vaccine is based on inoculation technology already commonly used in medicine.
One important consideration is that the world has never had what's called an mRNA vaccine before. Pfizer and Moderna are both mRNA vaccines. The Oxford AstraZeneca is a viral vector vaccine, and the Novavax is a protein vaccine. And so there are three different vaccines. The mRNA is, however, new and not previously used for any form of communicable disease on all of the advice that I have. So that's why they've approached that on the basis that they have.
The federal government has also secured 10 million doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine and expects it will be approved first.
It's likely that Pfizer will have the first of the approvals in Australia on the latest advice from the TGA, and we've been working with them and signing the final agreement on distribution, and we'll begin with whichever vaccine has first approval.
Australia's regulatory body, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, will review results in the new year before it goes ahead with approval. Professor Peter Collignon from the Australian National University expects Australia to be at an advantage. With no uncontrolled spread of the coronavirus, he says Australia has the opportunity to wait and see results from vaccination programs around the world.
So all these approvals are not actually full approvals. They're emergency approvals because of the situation they've got, which is uncontrolled spread. Australia is not in that position. We have the fortunate ability to be able to look at the numbers, the data that's coming to us, to make sure it is as it's presented. And equally, we've got the advantage that we can see what will happen when these vaccines are given to large numbers of people in America, in Europe, for instance, with good follow-up, to make sure there's not rare side effects we haven't noticed. But also that it works as well in all the age groups as we're expecting.
Minister Hunt says the latest advice is very good news for Australians.
I think the latest advice will be very, very good news for Australians that Pfizer is progressing well, Oxford is progressing well, and whilst we await more data on Novavax, the last advice we have is that it is progressing well. In short, I think it will be a good new year for Australians, but I also think it will be a safe and healthy new year for Australians.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.